What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the Look and Talk podcast. I'm your man, Victor, as always. Thank you for supporting. And thank you for checking us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever you get your podcasts out. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is not going to be on YouTube only. So if you can, go ahead and support the YouTube channel as well, because I got great content going there too. But tonight, my guest is holding it down in Indiana. She is the host of the It's Her podcast. You heard me collabing with her through Black and On Time. She's the last person from Black and On Time that I haven't done a one-on-one with. It's Devonay holding it down out of Indiana. How you doing today, tonight, Devonay?
I am amazing. Thank you for having me on here.
Thank you for coming on. Talk to me. So what made you finally get started with your podcast?
So I'm a people person anyway, and I love to talk. I've always been told that I have a natural voice for it. And then, of course, after recording with you guys for all those months, it kind of inspired me because I was like, hey, this is something that I could see myself actually doing, and I was confident in it, and I wanted to learn a little bit about it. So I stepped back. I listened to you guys' podcast. I watched how you guys work, and I just wanted to go for it. So a lot of my inspiration came from the Black and On Time group.
Hey, thank you. I'm happy we inspired you to go ahead and start it up.
Yes, yes.
So talk to me about your last episode, Protecting Your Peace. So how does one protect the peace in a pandemic? Because it's just all kind of madness going on. I know you see what's going on in Texas and stuff. And it's it's crazy. All kind of madness going on with a pandemic.
All kind of madness. So I will say, it's easier said than done. So I'll start off by saying that, because I know a lot of people, they listen and they say, how does she do it? Or how can you do it? Because you're in the midst of going through a storm. So for instance, the people in Texas, as much as we say, hold on to your faith and pray about it, and, just stay peaceful, things will change. It's hard, but the thing about it is you just have to keep saying it and believing it. You know what I mean? It's kind of one of those things where you have to keep repeating it. I'm going to be okay. I am blessed. I am fine. I am, I'm going to make it out. But protecting your peace is just really, just making sure that you're not intaking any negativity, especially when you're already going through something. You never want to be around somebody that's bringing you down. So for instance, somebody saying, you're not going to come out of it. Okay, protect your peace by telling that person, I am going to come out of it. And then leave the conversation. So, I would say for the people in Texas, stay off the internet, because it's just so many people are laughing about it. And yeah, we could sit over here and laugh about it because, I'm North. So we have snow. I'm used to it. I've been used to it all my life. But for people that aren't, we're making jokes about it, but these are real people and these are their lives. And, no, they didn't wake up one morning and think they were going to get snow. So I just would say, for me, if I were them, I would stay off the internet and just continue to pray and just, move how I can move accordingly. Me in a pandemic, for my peacefulness, is shutting everybody out, taking a moment in time and just being silent, making sure I'm praying, making sure I'm getting my mind and my body, mentally and physically right for the day. I'm praying for the people in Texas. I know it's, it's fun and jokes on TikTok, but I know in reality that it's not funny what they're going through. You know what I mean? So I do want to say I don't take their situation light, and I'm praying for all of them over there that their peace is protected, because it's a mess. And now I'm seeing that it's snowing in Saudi Arabia. I don't know if you've seen that.
Oh, I saw that. I said, oh, this global warming shit might be real. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm based here in Florida, and I'm used to seeing natural disasters happen, whether it's
right.
So that's why I'm not really joking about it.
It's not a joke.
That people are just ain't shit. They just having fun with it. I'm like, mm-hmm. Why y'all making fun with it when y'all got all this stuff happening? Like, natural disasters happen wherever, you know what I'm saying? And then I'm seeing these businesses just racking up, like hotels charging out the ass. I'm like, seriously? All y'all can think about is profit. Y'all can't think about the people who out here struggling, don't have power. All these companies out here, all they can think about is just racking up the power and stuff. And I'm seeing those people in Texas having $5,000 light bills. For what? How you gonna try to spend $5,000 when their lights are off? Come on.
Right. Don't make sense. But like I said, everybody's out for the, it's America. Hello. Everybody is out for the benefit of their own. So, if we can make joke out of somebody else's horrible situation, that's what we're going to do. Take the opportunity to go viral. But this isn't a moment to do that, everybody doesn't think the same. So, again, I just continue to pray, pray for their peace, basically.
Yes, I'm praying for their peace, too, because I did say at one point I did want to visit Texas. I'm still praying that they make it out of this. But, mm-hmm. like, Texas.
If I got friends out there, it's hard.
Yes, it's definitely hard. So tell me what you want people to get from your podcast.
So what I'm hoping for people to get is just realness. You know, I've been through a lot, so connecting and just understanding and, you know, making friendships from this, growing from this. And I hope that somebody can walk away inspired. Walk away knowing that they can overcome depression, they can overcome, you know, relationships, horrible friendships, and come out okay and know that you can make it. And, you know, just understanding that things take time. It doesn't happen overnight the way we would hope it would. But I just hope that somebody walks away inspired. That's really what my goal is. I live to inspire and uplift, and especially our Black women. I know it's not a color thing. I want to reach all women, but especially our Black women, we just have to learn how to show love a lot more. So that's what I want people to take away from my show, is that I'm here to uplift and, you know, encourage the Black women in this, you know, this world. That's what God created us to do, show love, uplift, and push and encourage. And I want somebody to walk away from my podcast saying they feel encouraged, inspired, loved, and like they could just take on anything.
That's what's up. That is what we need, because I see too many Black women that are just so in competition with each other. And
oh my God.
As a Black man, I deserve that. Like, I think we're the only culture of people that feel like we need to be in competition with one another when all the other races of people see us as the same, you know?
Yes. It's like, come on. If we could band together, this world wouldn't even know what to do with us if we could do that. But we can't take the time to really sit back and say, okay, we could work together, we can collab together. I got a couple of collaborations coming up, and the first thing that we have to, as a Black race and as America period, is learn how to ask for help and learn how to reach out when you want to do something. Because I'm living in a time where if I want it, I'm gonna go for it. You know what I mean? What's the worst that can happen? That's the least of my worries. We're living in a pandemic. That's the least of my worries, is somebody saying no to me, you know? So I definitely want my podcast to be an inspiration to this world. And I hope I can grow, you know, obviously that's the goal for all of us. We want our podcast to grow, you know, but if anything, if I could reach one person, I'm good with that.
And honestly, and that's what keeps me going with my podcast, is like, I sometimes, because I will say looking at numbers will humble you, but now I'm like, you know what? Forget these numbers. I know somebody out there is getting it, and somebody's
for sure.
For what I'm talking for about. Sure. Because we talking about real life here, you know what I'm saying? We everyday people, we going through this struggle as well. And it's like, and us Black podcasters, we come together. That's an amazing thing. Ladies
for
and
sure.
This is Liquor Talk. The more liquor you drink, the better the people sound. So Tom, what kind of wine should people be drinking on while listening to your podcast?
So my favorite wine, and it's been my go-to, is Stella Rosa Peach and Stella Rosa Pineapple. It's like a subtle but a classy taste, and it just gives you that vibe of just relaxing, laughing, and vibing. And that's what my podcast is. It's relaxed. It's a relaxing vibe. Sit back, kick back. You can be with your man. You can be with your friends. Have that glass of wine, Stella Rosa Pineapple or Stella Rosa Peach. Those are my go-to. And I just feel like they fit my podcast personality. So.
Yeah, I'm about to try those. And also, what do you think of all the Black-owned wineries we're not hearing about? I'm like, it's a great, I'm hearing about them, but I'm like, why are these not in the stores yet? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, I only know of one Black couple actually that own a winery. Not too many of them are really out there. And I really wish they would push themselves to get out there. It's really not known to be a Black industry, but I know that it could be a huge empire if we push them, but I think it's a wonderful thing. But yeah, like you, I don't know too many. Like I said, I only know one couple, and their wine is amazing. So I definitely want to push them to get out there. They have this strawberry lime. Oh God, it's amazing. But they're not, unfortunately, where you could buy them. I don't know why these Black people aren't pushing their wines out, or just more business, period. I only know of one couple, so.
Right. And I know of, did you know the rapper E-40? He has a wine line called Earl Stevens. I'm like, dad, dog, that's amazing.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's amazing.
I need to find out one because what you
right.
It's amazing, but it's like I don't see it in the stores, and it's like the only place you probably get it is in California, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah, a lot of them are local, so
yeah, so it's like I feel like that's what a lot of black owned businesses would like, we're not tapped into them because we're just not expensive, we're not there, so it's like we need 2021 needs to be here. We tapping into everything, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because anything, like you said, anything is possible.
Yeah, it is. Anything is possible. That's what I live by. Like, I mean, and also another thing with us, which will be on my show coming up. Be sure to go, you guys be sure to check that out on this our podcast. I'll be talking about just taking your time. I don't want to, you know, put too much out there, but just taking your time and letting things grow. And just relaxing. So a lot of times I feel like for our culture, we want things to happen now. So we push things out. It took me a while. I didn't just wake up one morning and, you know, the day after we filmed Black and On Time podcast and say, I'm going to start it. I really took the time to learn it, make sure it's something that I wanted to stick to because I never want to start something and not finish it. And, you know, just make sure that I could see it all the way through. So that's what I want to, my next episode is going to be about, just taking your time and really just, you know, finding yourself, being at peace, finding that confidence, and really knowing that it takes time and it's okay. It could be tomorrow, a week from now, a month from now, or a year from now, or years from now. You know what I mean? But just taking your time and putting out a product that you can be proud of and you can appreciate. So I feel like our culture, we don't have patience, but I don't feel like America has patience. So
yeah.
I don't think anybody
has patience lately. No. Like everybody's trying to calm down and relax. It's crazy. But
I
had to tell myself that when coming out with Liquor Talk, like even after I've experienced some setbacks, I'm like, what the hell am I gonna do now? But it's like I had to tap in for help. So it's like I know if I can do it, anybody can do it. So I totally feel you there.
Right.
Shifting gears to the show we do have in common, Insecure. You saw they were filming season 5, right?
Yes, I'm so excited.
It's going to be the last season. I'm like, how you feel about that?
I'm sad. I really wish that it could keep going. I was just talking to a friend about it. I always feel like, I don't know. I just feel like Black people don't get a lot of airtime. Like, I wish she would have kept going. I don't know if it was a choice of hers or, you know, or what, but I feel like we could have got at least 2 or 3 more seasons, but you know, maybe it's something that she felt like it just didn't need to be dragged out, but I'm very sad to see it go. And I hope to see a lot more from Issa in the future.
Yeah, I hope so too, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I was thinking maybe they might be like power and have a spinoff, you know what I'm saying? Cause I was sad to see that go, but then again, the spinoffs don't always be as good as the actual show. So
right.
I don't know how good a spinoff will be, but what are you looking forward to coming up in this season?
So what I want to see, which I know, I don't know if it's far-fetched, but I'm a huge advocate for friendships and just, you know, Black women getting along. So I want to see her and Molly come back together. I'm really looking forward to seeing how they're going to play that out. I just feel like they both needed some growing. And I felt like over time it was bound to happen, but I also want to see, I want her to be able to show that we can work things out as just women as a whole. And, you know, even if they don't become best friends again, just sit down and have that moment. I also want to see Issa level up and come out of that apartment. Like, I just want to see her level up in life. You know, we get it. You showed us, you know, through the struggle, you pushed, but I want to see a moment of leveling up. So, I mean, I don't know. And just a little bit more from Kelly. So,
yeah, I feel like we need to see more from Tiffany and Kelly because we don't get dynamics and stuff. And it's like, and also, I want to see the growth of Molly, see if Molly's actually going to grow into being a friend, because I still find it boils my wasn't some time that you could be my friend, but you don't want me to win, you know what I'm saying? You don't want me to live in you, you know what I'm saying? Because things always change with time, you know what I'm saying? That should, you doing well should inspire me to level up and go ahead and, but not to be hateful or do whatever I can to make sure you don't win. So that's why on the season, I did get a little irritated with Molly, because I'm like, how Issa needs something that all he had to do is just send an email, it's done. It's just
right.
Can't do that.
That goes back to what you said earlier about the Black culture being in competition. So, you know what I mean? She's actually showing that through her show, and she don't even realize it. But yeah, that's what it looks like. Like, we're okay as long as you're not winning. And we're okay as long as you're not leveling up before me. You know what I mean? So Molly was used to being the it girl, but now that Issa has found her knit, she's just like, okay, well, you don't need me no more type thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that goes back to what you said. So I definitely agree with, we're always in competition.
And also, we need to see some growth in Molly's love life as well, because it's always on the highway, because you notice that with Asian Bay.
She just needs growth.
Yeah. And also, I'm curious to see what's going to happen with Condolences and this baby. Are they going to let her keep the baby, or is something going to happen and they don't?
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
You forgot. I'm interested. Lawrence was getting close to rekindling things, then that bombshell just messed everything up. I'm like, my goodness, Lawrence. I'm like,
oh wow, yeah.
And I just sit there and I'm shaking my head. I'm like, Lawrence, if you know you don't want to have a baby from this woman, why aren't you wrapping it up? You know what I'm
saying? Right, right.
Or why are you not having the money for a plan B? My goodness, dog, you know? So I do want to see what they do with the guys, you know what I'm saying? I do want to see what they're going to do with Tiffany and Kelly, because they have some interesting dynamics as well about how, you know, how Kelly went missing and the husband finds her and all of a sudden they just home. It's like, I feel like with couples, if you need to get away, you need to get away. But it's just,
yes.
I know it could be all hectic being a new mom and stuff, but I feel like if you're in there, you got a life partner that's they ride or die, you got to let them
for
know.
For sure.
Because we're going to freak out, and then, but when they finally reunited, that piece, that was a beautiful thing to see, though.
It was beautiful, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And then it had brought all of them together, you know what I'm saying? Brought all of them together. I'm saying, damn. That's how you know you got some real friends, if they all hunting the city down looking for you.
Yep, for sure. You were definitely right about that.
But like I said, I'm definitely looking forward to it then, because those talks we had, we exposed a lot of different elements that one of us picked up on, and then all of us, we all put each other on game about that. It's like, we will drop some dimes on that thing. So
yes.
Season 5 coming back in. That was the first time I ever was a part of something like that and I found myself watching the show multiple times to make sure I catch everything. So I'm definitely.
Right. Same. Like the days we would record, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna watch it while I'm getting ready so I can just have it in the background. And like, if I miss something, I can have it. But that was my first time being a part of something like that too. But I'm very appreciative to it, because like I said, from that inspired me to do what I'm doing now. So.
Yeah, and I'm happy that was an inspiration for y'all. And it's like,
for sure. Yeah, thank you guys.
I do want to say a shout out to Brandon for putting this all together, man.
Oh my gosh, for sure. Yeah.
And also him and Marco bought in with the guys on the ground, you know what I'm saying? That created a spinoff and all the connections we make from that. So shout out to everybody that's a part of that, man. We looking forward to all come back together for season 5. Sure. Even though it sucks to come find another show to match that energy for, but
I mean, I feel like there's a lot out. We just have to really, like I said, just take our time. I think we were just on a high and an adrenaline and rush that we just wanted to keep it going because we didn't want to lose touch. But maybe if we just take our time and try to find something, because I know Brandon's still been thinking about things that we could do to keep us together. So hopefully we'll get something going and flowing.
Yeah, I know. I know. Being Marco, they definitely check in once more for whenever we all come together and have a guys only sit down, look at all. But you know what I'm saying? We want to have more where we all come back together, because it was a good, healthy conversation we were definitely having.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of a movie that recently came out that you brought to my attention, Malcolm and Marie. That's not. I hope y'all did not watch that movie on Valentine's Day, because that.
Man.
Where do you want to be?
Triggering. Talk about being triggered. Like,
yes. And then it's like, I felt like I'm thinking this is gonna be a little love story, that because in the previous it looked like this looked like a damn heavyweight fight. They just going blow for blow. See, like,
but to their defense, they said this is not a love story, but a story about love. So
They did tell us. I'm sitting here saying this is love, but I'm not. But I don't admit that does, but oh girl, Marie did show some love though. It's like, for you to be pissed with this man and making him macaroni and cheese, I'm like, damn, you bold, because most women I know, if they piss with you, they ain't doing that shit. They ain't doing nothing.
Right.
You on your own.
Yeah. Well, that's what it looks like for to be a woman in love. You know, you still want to take care of the home. You still have responsibilities to the world. I mean, and she really didn't have responsibilities, but you just know there's still things that you want to do because you love that person, but you're mad at that person. I mean, I just think it was love, but it was a toxic form of love. And a friend of mine actually on Twitter brought to my attention that, you know, they handled the situation in the best way that they knew how to handle it. You know, everybody doesn't have to handle it in that way. Theirs was a bit toxic. I don't think that relationship is type of relationship is for me, but again, they handled it the way that they thought they could handle it, you know. So
yeah.
I don't know, it was very triggering for some. As a single woman, I don't feel like it was a trigger, but I do feel like it was toxic and a little bit above me. But they did do good. If it's one thing Zendaya is gonna do, she gonna act her butt off. And then what's Denzel's son name? Because listen, all I'm doing is
that's Denzel Washington. Okay.
Yes, he's so fine. Like, that's, I think I looked past it the first time I watched it because I was staring at him. Listen, Leaker Talk people, don't judge me.
Okay. I was looking at him. Leaker Talk is a judgment-free zone. It's a judgment-free zone.
So I think I looked past all the arguing the first time I watched it. But then a homegirl brought it up and I was like, let me watch this again. And then the second time around, I was just like, okay, yeah, this is a little toxic now that I'm actually like tuned in. But overall, I mean, I feel like the music was really good. I seen where they were going, but it was just definitely toxic.
It was. I'm sitting there, I'm like, I'm waiting for the part where they just finally make up and they finally don't. Every time you think they about to be like, okay, we're about to make up, then something else come up. And don't help that.
Yeah.
And don't help, Malcolm was just getting lit and lit, just pulling it up. I'm like, damn, dog. You might need to put down that bottle, you know what I'm saying? I tell y'all to drink, but at some point in time, you might need to put down that bottle because you know you might say something that you don't mean to come out.
Whoa, put down the liquor that's coming from Mr. Liquor Talk himself.
I know, right? That's what I'm sitting here saying. I'm sitting here, dude, you cannot be drinking and be have an argument because you might mess around and say something you don't mean or say something there's just no coming back from because... You know what they say a drunk mind tells sober truth. So
man, and that movie showed that all for sure.
Yes,
for sure. But I'm glad to see that you know how to drink responsibly. Clap for him, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. There is a moment of time where it's too much liquor.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
That's what happens when you hit the middle ages, and that's what happens when you're not in college anymore, you know. What I'm
right.
Saying? That's
Thursdays. Can't do that no more.
Exactly. and that's like, and like I said, as I was watching the movie, I said, damn. And then when I found out why all of this happened, I was just like, bruh, why the hell you ain't just say thank you? Because what that does, the smallest things can start the biggest arguments in relationships.
All the way around for a thank you.
That's why I'm just like, damn, you telling everybody and their mama thank you. But the woman you live with, the woman that's ride or die with you,
inspired you to do the movie.
You can't say thank you to.
Right.
Man. Yeah. And then it's
a
like.
Simple word.
And I'm just like, this is crazy. And then it was said that she wanted to be in the movie. I'm like, are you serious? This is.
Yeah, yo, the scene where she acted, you know, she grabs the knife and she gets on the floor. Yeah, I want to say that was dope because sis had me fooled, okay, in that moment. I'm like, I felt that because I was looking at, I felt when he was like, well, shit, why you ain't do that? Like, because that moment right there, yeah, I was like, okay, she acted her butt off right there because I thought she was getting right cutting.
I'll say, oh shit, this might cut him or cut herself.
Cause I was like, what's happening here? But that part was really dope. I don't know if too many people agree with that, but I thought it was dope. She really did fool me. So I felt that when he was like, you should have did that shit.
I feel like she had all of us fooled in that point, you know.
Oh my God.
She had all of us fooled at that point. She was like, the pills and stuff, and she said, that's how you're. I said, damn, girl. And then they showed them in the morning just getting up. I'm like, damn, I would love seeing how they concluded it. Did they finally have a happy after ever or more bickering?
Right.
But man. That, like I said, I told people don't watch that movie because it is crazy. You know what I'm saying? I never seen something just that toxic, you know what I'm saying? So why do people get into these toxic relationships that they know are toxic, that are no good for them? Like, why would you want to be with somebody you spend hours just arguing with?
I feel like it's the fear of being alone. You know what I mean? You get into this state of mind where you're settling. And if you're not strong enough to know your worth, because it could be many things. It could be fear of being alone. You're just not confident in yourself. You don't think that you'll ever find someone else. So, or you just don't want to, you know what I mean? You're just so comfortable with that person that it's just like, why go look for something else? You know, you get into this thing where it's like, well, the next person's going to be just the same because you're not confident enough to know that you can walk away and you deserve better. I feel like people are lazy now and they settle and take anything. Unfortunately for me, that's a no. You know what I mean? You got to know going in what you want, what to expect. And like I said, some people just don't have that confidence, that ability to just say, hey, this is too toxic. I don't want it. And some people love it, to be honest. Like, I know couples that get off on it. Isn't that weird? Yeah, I feel like that is the strangest thing. Like, you actually like this. You like this. Okay.
And you know, and that's another thing I noticed in the movie. It's like, she was smiling. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
She's smiling.
Like, this works for you. So you're okay with this. You know? And so then it's just like, well, what can you do?
You over here smiling about this. I'm like, okay. That, I would be a little scared as a man. If I saw a woman over here smiling, because that means she plotting something, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And
that's what I said. She acted her butt off.
She did that. And then a friend of mine who listens to the podcast was like, if you piss me off, I'm likely to poison it. Now, we don't condone poisoning food now, but
yes, I was like, hold on, wait, where are you going with
that? I might be bound to poison that little macaroni and cheese he tended up. I'm like, damn, that macaroni and cheese had to be that good for boxed macaroni and cheese, though. I'm like, that's wow. Not Chick-fil-A macaroni cheese or a macaroni cheese from your mama house. I'm like, that's the box macaroni cheese. You tan it up like it's somebody, like your grandma made it or something.
Right.
That was like so crazy. But talking about people in toxic relationships, if that's what works for you, then do what you do. But you know,
do what you do.
To the people out there who know y'all deserve better, go get it, because not everyone is a toxic relationship. And Black people, we really need to change the stigma of every relationship we are in is a toxic relationship.
Yes.
Russell Wilson, Sierra relationship. That's not out of the normal. Come on now.
Yes. We need to normalize that, actually. And let me make it clear, like, I'm not saying go get their exact relationship, because you don't know what they're going through to get to where they're at. You know what I mean? I don't ever want someone else's relationship and what they got going on. But I'm saying that kind of love, you know, the love where you're willing to know that it's the good and the bad, you know, exactly. That's what you should want in your life and know that you are worthy of. You know, I'm glad I love what they got going on over there. I don't want that, but I do want what God has for me. And so I do believe that, you know, I'm worthy of that type of love. So I like that statement. Good statement.
Yeah, I believe we're all worthy of that love, and I don't think we need to idolize celebrity relationships, you know what I'm saying? You don't know what's going on behind closed doors, you know what I'm saying? You know,
for sure.
Is going on, but we just need to stop thinking about every love situation. It's this toxic situation where he got drama, he got this. No, it's not like that, you know what I'm saying? There are people with no drama, you know what I'm saying? That have a hobby, they like things to do, you know what I'm saying? And they vibe, you know what I'm saying? It's like so many times the media and people just love these toxic relationships. And speaking of relationships, why do you feel like people put so much stock into what these damn celebrities are doing?
I don't don't know. I honestly, I can't figure it out. I mean, what would the world be without it? Honestly, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, we've put so much on it that it's like, what would it be without it? I don't, this is what honestly pays them.
Yeah, so, I said what pays them and all, but sometimes I'm like, you'll be going hard for that relationship, but yet your friend is doing some, your friend or your homegirl is going through worse, and you telling them, oh, you need to leave, you need to do this, you need to do that. I'm like, why don't y'all keep that same energy, you know what I'm saying?
Keep the same energy. Yeah, that's true. I get it.
Yeah, keep the same energy you got for your homegirls, for that celebrity couple, as you people that you see every day, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay, so I see where you were going with that, baby. I misunderstood that. So yeah, I don't understand it either, but I just feel like, I'm an all-around person. I keep that same energy. I don't feel like certain couples should be together, but I also keep that same energy when it comes to my friends. Now, I am single, so I tread lightly on things that I say. I'm never a woman to be like, leave him, you don't need to be with him. I'm a woman that I would rather say it in a different way. So just know that you deserve better. Just know that you are worthy of better, you know. So you kind of say it without saying it, because I don't know what somebody's feeling or thinking, and at the end of the day, people gonna do what they want to do. So all I could do is just be here to uplift you and just help you understand that you are worthy of more than, you know, however you're being treated.
And me as a single man over here, I have to hear it as well. Like, sometimes people be questioning me like, oh, it's like I got this going on, I got that going on. I want to tell them leave, because I know you can just butt much better, but at the end of the day, I had to accept the fact that people are gonna do what they want to do. It's like, everybody has their own mind, because everybody will be like, you need to leave them, you need to leave them. But I can't help it. If somebody just is in love, they're in love. It's like, if you really love a person, you want to work, it's like, at the end of the day, all I do is just support you and ride with you, you know what I'm saying? I'll be like, okay. Right. It's like, I'm not going to be like I told you, so I'm not going to stand over you gloating about it. I'm always going to support you, but in the back of my mind, I'm going to be like, I knew this was going to happen, but I'm not going to be that friend of mine. Nigga, I told you so. Or when I told you so, you know, I'm not that kind of friend, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to let you have your little moment and stuff, and you know what, go from there, because what can I do? It's like, I'm a single man. I'm a single person just like you are, so.
Right.
And also, shout out to all my singles out there who got through it on Valentine's Day, because I know y'all just was going through it and stuff, and it's like, and you had to see all the couples out there and stuff, so shout out to single people. We hung in there. We survived another year. Now, what? Stay with celebrities. Why do people want to compare what a celebrity does to what somebody else who don't have the money doing for them? It's like, why are people so materialistic like that? So what? Michael B. Jordan did this for Lori Harvey. The man got the money to do it. Why
right.
are you doing that for a man?
I don't know. I think it's a thing where people just get angry because they're not able to do it. I feel like it's cute. And honestly, I take stuff like that and I think like, okay, how can I do this, but affordable? You know what I mean? I feel like there's ways that you can think things around that. Like, instead of being pissed and downing him for what he felt like he needed to do for his woman, find out how you can do that, but just do it in a cheap way, a thoughtful way. I don't know. I think things are pretty cute. I've never had a Valentine, so I still love Valentine's Day. And I just feel like it's just a cute day just to do something a little more extra than you were already doing every day. You know what I mean? But I don't know why people get like that. I often see a lot of people nag on people for doing certain things, celebrities for doing certain things, when it's like, you know, you would do that if you had the money.
Exactly.
Probably more.
It's like, if I had the money and I had a woman for Valentine's Day, I'm going to go above and beyond, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to show her that I really love you. And also,
which would be expected.
And I know if she's holding it down, if she's giving me things I've never had before, I'm going to show her how I really feel. That's all about being in a relationship. You got to do
right.
those things, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And some people just don't get that. They look at it like, oh my God, you're doing too much. Look, you ain't doing enough, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Today, what I've learned is, as long as that person likes it, and people, and now if they judge you based on what their friends got, that's how you know that person ain't for you. Because I'm like, a real one will know, like, shit is going on right now. We are still in a fucking pandemic, you know?
Right.
A real one's gonna know. And that's how you, now I learned that I feel like that's how you can tell who's really with you or who just wants all the material things.
Yep, you're right.
Now, did you see B. Simone's comments, speaking of another celebrity, and how everybody was ripping her for being real? She actually said some things that were being real, and everybody went in on it. No, B. Simone basically said, like, you know how people have a list of things that what they want, right?
Yeah.
Now, B. Simone basically said, look at that list and ask yourself, are you doing those things worthy of those lists yourself? Are you matching that list? If you say you want somebody that's a family oriented, are you dealing with your family? If you say you want somebody fit, are you in the gym trying to get fit?
I agree with that. I really do. I'm a person where it's like, don't ask for something that you can't provide. Don't ask for something that you're not willing to do. Because, yeah, the man is the head of the house. So, yeah, those things are expected. But also, my grandma always says, you need to be able to know that if, say, you're with your husband, say he dies, and God willing. But you need to be able to be in a position where you can take care of yourself, at least know. And so for me, it's like, if I know I can't come into this relationship and match that energy, I definitely agree with B. Simone. I'm not going to ask you to have your own house and I'm still living at home, have your own car and I'm still driving my sister's car. You know what I mean? I'm not going to ask things of you that I don't have and I can't provide. So I get that. I get what she was saying. I don't understand why people were so upset about that. It's really like, I'm not going, and I'm also not going to date somebody. I don't know how to even say it, not to be mean, but I'm not going to date somebody that's not putting the same energy into his life, his well-being as me. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I need you to have some sense of motivation somewhere in your life to where I don't mind us growing and building together, but I'm not going to build and grow and you staying where you at. I can't do it. So I agree with everything that she was saying. And I mean, it's that type of thinking isn't for everybody. I won't say it's not, if you're immature for not feeling her. I will say, I don't understand how people don't understand what she's saying. But again, I'm not here to judge you. People feel how they feel, but I agree with her. Like, don't ask for something you can't even provide yourself.
I definitely agree with her as well. I feel like a lot of people went over her head. It went over their heads because it's B. Simone and it was coming to her. And it's like,
celebrity.
It's like, if people have this, reputation for a certain celebrity, even if they do say something real, it goes way over their head because
way over
what they did in their past. I'm like, y'all gotta give people room to grow. It's like, you gotta let people live life. You know what I'm saying? Everybody grows from something, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I said, hell, I looked at my podcast like 2 years ago. I'm like, damn. And I'm like, shit, I done came a long way. So I know if I give myself time to grow, I got to give everybody else that same energy and time to grow.
Same energy.
And people don't get that. It's like, we all grow in some ways. And it's like, I definitely thought what B. Simone was saying is real, but a lot of women just were bashing her because it was from her and they were saying something real. And it sounds something like they were holding you accountable. It's like, I don't know, I think it is. People don't like to be held accountable. They don't like when
people
check them and make them look at themselves. That's crazy.
It is crazy. I just feel like those are the type of people that I just do not associate with. I also don't associate with somebody who complains about something that you don't like, but you do it. And so it's like, okay, I think you are seeing yourself and you don't like it. And so you're running away from it, but not even knowing that you're doing the same thing. Do you catch what I'm saying? So like, you're saying that you don't agree with B. Simone, but you do. I can't deal with hypocrites. Like, you just want to get on the bandwagon. But I'm sure deep down, sis, you're not going to date a man that wants to be a stay-at-home dad while you're out getting it. And if so, then, hey, to each his own, sis. I don't. I need you to have some motivation, a grind, something. Like, no. But, yeah, I don't. I have a huge problem with hypocrites. I can't deal with that.
Agreed.
Brandon knows. Shout out to Brandon. But he knows me. Like, that is my biggest pet peeve. Like, I can't deal with that.
Yes, yes. I definitely agree with you. Everybody, it feels like everybody as a hypocrite at one point in time. But if you can check yourself for being a hypocrite, then you're a real one, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody will say one thing and do something totally different, you know what I'm saying? They'll be like, didn't you just say this, but then say something totally different?
Words don't match your actions. You got to make them words match your actions, boo.
Yes, always. Them words, your actions and words always got to link up, you know? So you can't say one thing and do something totally
different. And you doing something totally different.
And people do it all the time. It's crazy, you know?
All the time.
And then they get mad when they get caught, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it ain't my fault you were being an idiot.
Not at all.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Liquor Talk. The more liquor you drink, the better I sound. So go ahead, pull it up, but always do it responsibly, you know what I'm saying? Because we don't need y'all getting DUIs and stuff. And if you in a state where it's snowing, stay off them roads, you know what I'm saying? If you've been drinking,
please.
I don't need y'all getting hurt or nothing like that. Now, I pulled something from the Breakfast Club, and I was listening to Breakfast Club like a couple mornings ago. It caused a lot of conversation. Does someone's body count really matter? You know what I'm saying? Does how someone's been with really matter before they get to you? Because I feel like
I would have to say no. I mean, of course, I don't. I one can only hope it's not that many, but it's not really something that I visit because you just have to be in a state of mind to realize that everybody has a past. But I guess it all depends on an individual. So for me, I'm not ashamed to say it, but I've only been with two people ever in my life. And that wasn't until I was 27. So I don't judge anybody, but I'm not going to openly be like, so how many people have you been with? You know, it's not something that I'm too worried about, but some people are. I mean, some people just can't stomach it. You know what I mean? I actually have a friend that she won't date anybody with more than if you have more than five people. And she's literally said that. So some people care. Some people don't. I'm just a person that's just like, I mean, you've got a past. You know what I mean? I hope it doesn't continue while we're seeing each other, but
right.
It doesn't really bother me. How about you?
It don't bother me either. As long as you clean, as long as you STD free, it's like you don't have no STDs you can pass on to me. We good. It don't really
right.
matter because it's like you said, everybody has a past and maybe that person has changed, you know what I'm saying? Maybe
right, you just don't know.
You and decide, hey, you the one that's going to take me out the game, take me off these streets, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be about this life because I'm with you and you a real one. So
right.
maybe the person will see a gem right before their eyes. And it's like, that will change. It's like, now if you still got that life, okay, then we
got a problem.
But... Or go over what the hell we going to do, because I feel like a lot of relationships and companionships do fail because sometimes nobody ain't sitting down like, hey, what is this? What are we doing from jump? You know what I'm saying? They just go with the flow. But then once somebody start catching feelings and the other person doesn't, they're like, oh, I don't know. So I
really
feel like everybody just needs to, number one, not judge each other, and also set the boundaries, set the standards from day one, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Judging anybody counts because everybody has a past. Everybody's done some crazy things in their past, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody.
So judge on your past, you'd be screwed over because what I hate about cancel culture is somebody blows up, they quit to pull their old Twitter account. I'm like, Twitter was having shit in Twitter. Man, it's like people didn't really give a damn back then.
No, they didn't. Not at all. So, I know I was one of them.
So I'm just like, let people live. You know what I'm saying? People have a past. You know what I'm saying? They have a future. They shouldn't be punished because of dumb things they did for their future. But like right. I said, and also people, if you want to judge somebody by their body counts, do you? But
right. That's what I'm saying. I'm not here to tell you. It doesn't bother me. But like I said, I know people that it definitely bothers.
And honestly, that's the first time I really heard that from another woman saying that there are all women out there that it bothers them. But I'm just like, for what though? It's like that's my question to them. Like, why does it bother you that he's been with more than five people when the world is a crazy place? You don't know what somebody's going through. You don't know what the hell they were going through at the time. Maybe they
didn't. That could be a question you can ask. I'm curious to know, so I might ask that on my Instagram feed. I'm interested to know, does somebody's body count really matter?
Yeah, that's a really good question. It's like, and why does it, and if it does, why does it matter? Because that we both come to an agreement that it don't make sense to really judge a person by their past, you know.
No.
Now, talk to me. Now, what's your favorite Disney movie? Because I know she also had a Her Girls in Disney.
Yes. So my favorite Disney movie is Pocahontas. Second would be Beauty and the Beast. And then it would be Cinderella. So my Disney page, I am obsessed with Disney. So I just wanted to make a page where it could just be all about Disney. The things that I buy, the things that I wear, movies that come out. But yeah, so those are my top favorite movies. And right now I'm loving Princess and the Frog because I'm just loving the fact that we have a Black princess, an actual Black princess.
Yeah, so, I liked it too, but I was like, why the hell y'all had to make her a damn frog though? Come on now.
Yeah, a lot of, you know, I actually heard that, that a lot of Black Disney movies, they always have to turn into a character, like some kind of animal.
But I'm just like, why this man had to fall into thing and he finally got his dream gig. And then he turns into another alter ego. And he's helping this little white girl. I'm like, why couldn't the girl have been a little Black girl or something like that?
But do we really know if she's white? Mm-hmm. Do they specify that?
I'm just going by her voice, honestly. That's what I was going by. Because it doesn't specify I was white, but it sounded like a white person acting that, you know. That's why I was just going by.
Going by her voice, yeah.
Yeah, but I liked it, though. But like I said, I feel like it could have been better, but I played that movie around one of my family members, and now that family member watched it multiple times. I'm like, okay, I'm the movie, and now you're playing it all the time.
Yeah.
But it was one of the best Disney movies I've seen in a while because I could tell that teacher, he was getting to some people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yes. I loved it. I loved the look of it, the animation, the picture quality. Everything was just amazing how they descripted the Black people, the way they looked. I loved it. I took away from it just taking, like I stated earlier, he wasn't enjoying the moment. He wanted things to happen when he wanted them to happen. And when it happened, it was kind of like he forgot everything else around him instead of stopping and really, really smelling the roses while you're living. So I took away from that to just breathe, live life, enjoy life. And if things like that come to you, you'll learn to really, really appreciate it. You know,
yes, you do.
Instead of you will do more than just be in that moment, but you'll live in that moment and you'll live just every day. So to me, he wasn't really living because he had this dream and he wanted it to happen.
Honestly, so, I think he can relate to all of us a lot. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I feel like in that moment, because a lot of us, if we're working our 9-to-5 job, of course we're going to be in that moment where we just want that moment for something better to come along.
And then for sure.
We're shell-shocked and we don't know what to do that it actually came. It's like we just got to enjoy it and also do what we can for that way when the moment comes, we're ready for it and we can maintain that moment and we can be consistent with it. So like, we don't have to go back to our mediocre lives, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I do feel like we need to just enjoy every day, you know what I'm saying? Not take things for granted. Because I really do, I could tell he was taking them students for granted because I done had music teachers that they were a lot stricter than that. They were, I understand they were passionate, but they were a lot harder on you to really learn this music. But it seemed like at that point he just got just tuned the students out.
Yeah.
But like I said, though, now what do you think about Disney making some movies live action, like trying to live action movies, making all the cartoon movies go live?
It's hit or miss for me. So some of them I can appreciate. I wasn't a fan of Lion King. I think it was more so hyped just because of, you know, who they had playing some of the characters. But I wasn't a fan of it. It just didn't really do much for me. I did enjoy Aladdin. I didn't think I would, but I definitely enjoyed it. I actually enjoyed the newer music that they added to it as well. I think Will Smith made it really great. He's just a phenomenal actor to me, but it's okay. I enjoyed Mulan, but it'll never mean anything like the cartoons. It'll never be anything like the animation. But I do appreciate, you know, them taking it up a notch. You know what I mean? It's always fun to see it in a different light. What I'm most excited about actually is the newest movie that I also talk about on my newest pod episode is Cruella. I'm super excited to see that. Just to put that out there, I love Disney, but I am a villain fan. Like, I love the villains. I don't know why. I don't know if that makes me evil, but I love the villains. Like, so I'm here for the whole backstory of Cruella. I enjoyed every Maleficent movie, so I'm excited about that. I want to see what made her Cruella.
Don't film as Cruella, because I didn't realize, and then I saw people talking about, oh, they shoot who they gonna have as Cruella. I'm like,
it's Emma Stone, and she is going to do amazing.
I'm like, wow, that's
yeah. Good. Check out the trailer. It's amazing.
Wow, and there's some villains I do side with. I do like seeing their story. Like the Joker story, it's like, damn, I can definitely relate, because we all have those moments where we just want to snap and just for everybody.
And you got to be able to catch yourself. So like with him, he let it go.
We all have those moments. And he took everybody out, and then he started a movement. So there are some villains I do side with, like Killmonger from Black Panther. I didn't agree with him trying to come in and burn everything down, but I understand. It's like, damn, it's like, I didn't know I had this thing, like, y'all not really welcoming me.
Right.
So there are some villains I get why they did, and I really think with some villains, it's like, somebody really pissed them off bad enough.
Right.
Just turn out into this villain to where now they gotta take everybody out.
Right.
So some villains, I get it, because we all go through it, you know what I'm saying? That's because life will turn you into a villain, you know what I'm saying?
And yeah.
I had to accept the fact that some stories, you're either the hero or the villain, and sometimes you're just the villain. And if you're the villain,
you need a villain. Sometimes you are just the villain.
Yes,
I'm here for the villains. I'm excited for it. So yeah, definitely check out that trailer. I think it was very enjoyable. It looks like it'll be an interesting one for me. But overall, I'm here for it. I think that they overthink it. So like with Lion King, I just think it was just so overthought and just overhyped. It wasn't really good to me. But that's just my opinion. Some people really enjoyed it.
Man, I felt like I was watching something on National Geographic Channel, honestly. You know what I'm saying? It felt like more of that than the actual Lion King, you know what I'm saying? But
right.
I feel like a lot of people were hyped over the characters in it, but it felt like more National Geographic than anything.
Yeah.
So what can people get from listening to your podcast on a regular basis?
As far as
just growth, or what is it you really want people to get from your podcast?
So what you can get from mine is just, growth and just self-love, self-care, just knowing that you're worth and knowing your worth. And this is male or female. I'm a person that lives to inspire and uplift. I actually have Her Goals brunches. They actually stopped due to COVID, but hopefully I can get those started. But my goal is the same goal with those. It's just to uplift, so that you can grow from things that you are doing, and anything that you want to do, you can do it. I'm here to inspire. I hope that my podcast inspires someone else to start a podcast. Like, it's just take away from each episode, just growth and learning something new, and also teaching me. Cause while I record, I'm also talking to myself. You know, a lot of times I am talking to myself, but I'm hoping that I'm inspiring and helping someone else. So just take away from it, inspiration and growth.
Now, lastly, why do people need to subscribe to your podcast?
Because I'm one of a kind. I think that I'm real, I'm open, I'm honest, and I think that you really could take something away from it, whether it's small, whether it's big, whether it's life-changing. I think that it's really worth a listen, and each episode will be different, each episode will be relatable, and each episode will definitely be inspiring. So I think that it's worth a subscription, so subscribe, baby.
And I thank you for coming on. You, I think you were the last person from Black and On Time who I haven't had a one-on-one with. So I was like, yes, I finally got you on. You know what I'm saying? It's nice to have a vibe with you and, you know what I'm saying, us to do this thing one-on-one, you know?
Yes, this is a vibe.
So if you ever have that brunch in Florida, I'm down to come through, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. I definitely will. I'll hit you guys up. I want to make a trip there anyway. So, and I definitely can't wait to have you on my podcast. Yes, I finally can say that.
You let me know when. Like I tell everybody that comes on Look and Talk, I might be in Florida, but when you're ready for me, I'm just a DM away.
All right. That's awesome. That's what I like to hear.
Like I said, once again, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
No, it's not a problem. And thank you to listeners for listening to another edition of Look and Talk. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button. I hope y'all got some good things from this podcast. Until the next episode, we're out this thing. Have a nice night, y'all.